With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Several years ago, Havre, Montana had a problem. Its treated wastewater had too many nutrients. Fixing it was expected to cost millions of dollars. But wastewater workers discovered a cheap, upcycled solution through the magic of chemistry and beer.
So the very first portion of this plant is for phosphorus removal.
Drew Newfield, the superintendent at Havre's wastewater treatment facility, looks out across a series of large outdoor tanks full of something that looks like frothy chocolate milk. Every day, this place turns 1.5 million gallons of waste from sinks, showers, and toilets into clean water to be released into the Milk River just beyond the line of trees. Until recently, the facility had issues with phosphorus and nitrogen. The nutrients can cause algae blooms in rivers, which suck up all the oxygen and kill aquatic life. Newfield says Havre spent over $10 million on upgrades in 2015 in an effort to meet the Environmental Protection Agency's newer, tougher standards.
Which wasn't enough. That upgraded a lot of the old plant as well that just had to be fixed. And that kind of shortened us up.
He says they were going to have to spend tens of thousands of dollars each year on a chemical additive and potentially $1 million on another upgrade.
That's where the barley came in and was able to do what we didn't get.
Across town at Triple Dog Brewing, owner Michael Garrity walks past his large, shiny fermenters in the back and opens the garage door.
I just brewed yesterday, so.
Sitting right outside are seven large buckets full of moist grain left over from brewing beer.
What does it smell like?
It just smells like oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Put a little sugar on it, you got yourself some breakfast.
Garrity used to take the spent barley to Havre's compost site. It took a lot of time and was kind of messy. 3 years ago, Drew Newfield asked Garrity if he could take the barley to the wastewater treatment facility.
Just out of a kind of a thought that I had, I took the fermented organics from the brewery and added it, and we saw those bacteria bring our phosphorus levels lower.
Bacteria play a big role removing nitrogen and phosphorus at wastewater treatment facilities. But to be really effective, bacteria need some extra food at the end of the treatment process when they're starving for carbon and volatile fatty acids. Luckily, spent barley has both.
And so we began to do it over time. We started learning how much to add. You just shovel till it's light enough to dump the rest in.
Every morning, one of the operators dumps 16 gallons of spent barley into the water as it heads towards the treatment pools to give the hardworking bacteria a boost. Newfield says they were able to reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus levels and save the town a lot of money, $16,000 annually for a specific chemical treatment and possibly $1 million on another upgrade. The Environmental Protection Agency gave Havre an honorable mention at the end of last year for its innovative solution. Paul Driscoll with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality says, to the best of his knowledge, Havre is the only place in Montana using spent barley to treat wastewater. But with the recent award from the EPA, Drew Newfield says he's been getting more calls from communities both in and out of state interested in the possibility of using brewery waste. About 300 miles to the south, Bozeman tried something similar last summer with a pilot project at its water reclamation facility.
Here you can see all the tanks and everything. But I'll show you like the main part of what this project was.
Coraline Revis, an engineering consultant and project manager with HDR, looks down at the water as it moves between the different tanks. In some, the water is calm, in others, it bubbles like a jacuzzi. The facility treats over four times as much wastewater as Havre. Rather than using spent barley, Revis wanted to find out if the liquid waste from making beer could reduce the facility's nitrogen and phosphorus levels.
We have all these craft breweries. They make all of this high-strength waste, which is rich in carbon, which causes trouble, and it's what we're treating for coming into the plant.
Bozeman has more breweries than Havre. When they all dump their liquid waste down the drain, the water reclamation facility has to absorb it all and treat it. Revis says her team figured out that controlling the flow and feeding it to the bacteria at the end of the treatment process turned a problem into a solution. During the pilot project, she worked with Matt Brewing to siphon the liquid waste into a separate tank, and the city hauled it to the facility.
We had a tank of brewery waste that we put over there on the ground, and then we ran some little peristaltic pumps up and hooked them to, like, there's a mixer under here.
Revis says this method dropped the nitrogen and phosphorus levels, but Bozeman's water reclamation facility stopped using it once the pilot project ended.
Being able to go like truck and pick up all of the brewery waste when you need it and coordinate all that, like it would take a full-scale program to be able to do that all the time.
Since the facility's nitrogen and phosphorus levels are allowed with its current permit from Montana DEQ, Revis says it would be hard for Bozeman to justify spending public money on developing a new program. The pilot project alone, which was funded by her company, HDR, was $10,000. It lasted less than 2 months.
There are stricter regulations coming, so in the future, that might be a good choice for them.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.